Be'ezras Hashem, b'li neder. Let's finish Shas together. This afternoon's learning is dedicated to Nishmas Avi Moyer of David Siman of Yosef. Tomorrow's daf, Friday's daf, is Nedarim Daf Chaf Dalet. We left off at the very bottom of Chaf Gimel Beis, where the Gemara had presented a question about whether or not Chachamim are going to Reuelz ben Yaakov. Reuelz ben Yaakov, in our Mishnah, said in a certain case where a guy makes a neder, but he's only making a neder to try to get his friend to come over and eat with him. So the Reb Elazar ben Yaakov said the whole thing is just a nidre's reason. He's just trying to get his friend to come over, but he doesn't really mean it as a neder, and therefore the neder is not chal. So the Gemara wants to know, is there a shitas chachamim that argues and says that the neder really is chal? Let's back it up for me. Bailuhu, two lines in the bottom on Chaf Gimel Beizi Bailuhu. Pligi Rabban Alid Reb Elazar ben Yaakov Olo. Is there a shitas chacham that argues on Reuelz ben Yaakov and says that in this case of nidre's reason, where you're just making a nether to try to encourage your friend to come over and eat by you, is it chal or is it not chal? Im timtzlomer pligi, and if you say that there is a machlokas chacham with Reuelz ben Yaakov, hilchas akaba say olo. Do we follow Reuelz ben Yaakov or do we not follow him? Right, we mentioned yesterday's shiur that the Gemara says elsewhere, Mishnah Sar Reuelz ben Yaakov is Kav Vinaki. There's 102 cases that we follow Reuelz ben Yaakov. Is this one of the 102 or is it not one of the 102? Tashma coming here approved. It's not. We learned in the Mishnah. Ha'omer l'chaveiro. If guy says to his friend, Konim she'eni nana lach. I swear I'm not going to benefit from you. Im i'atanot l'bincha kur shalchit inushtei chavios shal yayin. I swear I'm not going to benefit from you if you don't take from me for your son wheat and wine. I'm giving you a gift. If you don't accept the gift, then I'm not going to get anything from you. Says the Gemara, says the Mishnah, Hareze yochala hatir es nidro. So such a person can be matir his neder. Shelal pi chacham. You could be matir even without a chacham, meaning it's the neder's not chal. You could be matir even not with a chacham. Wash yochalomelo, because your friend could say to him, Kulum amris ela b'shvil kvodi. You're just saying this for my honor, right? You want that via your matana, I'm going to become honored. Zehu kvodi, but not accepting the gift, the other friend, the one accepting the gift, his kids are supposed to accept the gift, could say, not accepting the gift is my honor. So the Gemara says like this, Taima d'amar zehu kvodi, the only reason that the neder is not chal is because he's saying it's my honor to not accept it. Adamar zeo kvodi, halav hachi. But if he doesn't say that, nederu, it is a neder. Even though he's only doing it to make the guy come over to his house. He's only doing it to make the guy accept the gift. So it sounds like Chachamim argue under Reuelz ben Yaakov, because this is an opinion that holds that really a neder that's made to try to encourage somebody to do something really is a neder. So the Gemara says, who's the author of this? Money. Reb Elazar ben Yaakov. Nidre's reason, Havi. This is just a neder that's getting the guy to try to accept the gift. Ela, Shema, Amina, Pligi Rabban Alei. So it must be. Yet this neder is a good neder. So you see, Chachamim hold, even a neder that's made to try to get somebody to do something is a legit neder. Answers the Gemara, no. Even Reb Elazar ben Yaakov would agree here that there's a legit neder. Lola, Reb Elazar ben Yaakov. Really, we could say this is going like Reb Elazar ben Yaakov. But there's a difference between Reb Elazar ben Yaakov's case and this case. Moda Reuelz ben Yaakov Bahai. In this case, where a guy says, I'm asering all of your possessions on me if you don't take a gift from me. So there, even Reuelz ben Yaakov would agree that it is another. It's not like the case before we had of him coming over to my house to eat. The Nidra Havi. Darmale, lo kalbana, because the giver can say to the taker, I'm not a dog. Dimishanis minach, that I can get benefit from you, velo mishanis minach, but you don't want to take any gifts from me. If you don't want to take any of your gifts from me, then I don't want to get any hana from you. So even Reuelz ben Yaakov would agree this is not Nizrei's reason, this is a real neder, and therefore you have no proof from here that Chacham argued Reuelz ben Yaakov, because maybe Reuelz ben Yaakov himself agrees in this case. Now the Gemara tries to bring Raya number two, Toshma. The guy says to his friend, I swear that you cannot get any benefit from me. In the other direction, if you don't give my son, you give wheat and wine. So Rab Meir Omer Achi Yitain. Rab Meir says that if he gives it, then there's no nether. But if he doesn't give it, the nether is chal. No, he can get out of it by saying what? He could say, he could say that I'm Michael, I am mochel on the gift. So it's kilu is kabalti. The guy can say I'm mochel, and therefore it's not a nether, because the condition was never really fulfilled, because he really, even though he didn't get the gift, he could say I'm being mochel. It's as if I got the gift. Says Mar, time damarini kilu is kabalti. The only reason we say that the nether is not chal is because he's saying it's as if I accepted it. Halavachi. But if he doesn't say that I'm mochel on the gift, nether who? Then the nether is chal, even though the only goal of this nether was to get the guy to give your son a gift. So it's Nidre's reason, it is a nether. So you see the chacham, money. So who's the author of this? Rebbe Elazar ben Yaakov. If this is Rebbe Elazar ben Yaakov, Nidre's Yerusan Havi. It was just a nether made just to cause the guy to give a gift to your kid. And yet, it's a good nether. So how could Rebbe Elazar ben Yaakov would say it's not good? El Alav, must be Rabbanan, who pliki, must be Chacham Argalaz ben Yaakov, and Chacham Argalaz ben Yaakov says, Gmar, no, here too Rabbalaz ben Yaakov would agree. Lo, la olam Rabbalaz ben Yaakov. Really? Lo, la olam Rabbalaz ben Yaakov. Really? 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 Rabbalaz ben Yaakov would agree even to this case. Moda Rabbalaz Bahai, Rabbalaz ben Yaakov would agree in this case, the Nidra Havi, that it really is a good nether, Mishum to Amar Leh, because the guy making the nether can say to the other guy, Lav Malkana, I'm not like a king that I could just give stuff to you. De Mahanis Lach, I can give stuff to you. Va'at Lo Mahanis Li, but you're not giving anything to me. So if you refuse to give me, my kids, anything, then I'm not. Then you can't benefit from me.
Let's continue. Only Markshisha Breid Rav Chisla Rav Ashi, Toshma, come and hear proof. Nidre Onsin, what's an example of Nidre Onsin? If I invite my friend over to eat with me, and in order to try to get him to come over, so I put a nether on him, and I say, you have to come eat by me, and if you don't come eat by me, so all my food is going to be usher on you. Except the case over here is that, right, at the first the Gemara thinks that I put a nether on you. We're going to see that's going to change in a minute. If he got sick, or his son got sick, or there's a river in between, so then the halacha is it's considered to be nidre onsin and it's mutter, because you never would have made the nether had you known you got it sick. Says more halacha had you not gotten sick, nether, it's a good nether, even though it was it's a nidre's reason. So money irav lizman Yaakov. Zrizen havi, so it shouldn't be chal. El lav rabbanon, must be that it is chal upligi. So you see the Chum argue. Says the Gemara, no, we're not talking about a case of where you made the nether. We're talking about a case where this nether emanated from the guy who wanted to come over. Lo olam Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. Maybe Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov would agree with you. Mi service the adre da hadre mizamna lazmina. Who says talking about a case of where the mizamein, the guy inviting, made the nether on the other guy? Lo, no. Dizmina adre le mizamna, the guy who was being invited over initiated the nether. Either he made the nether himself, some rishonim say, or he told the madir to put a nether on him. Now, if it all came from him, said the amale mizamna sli sudasech, invite me to your meal, amale in neder ze alecha, will you put a nether on me if I don't come? You'll put a nether that if I don't eat, so all your stuff will be usher on me. V'nadar, so he made the nether, but in the end he couldn't come because of an anus. V'chalahu osha chalah b'no osha ikvonar hara'el nidre onsin. So that's the case of where it's nidre onsin, where the nether came from the other guy. So you can't say I just did it to be mizaris you, because you're the one who made the nether. So that's why it's nidre's reason. But in this case, if you got sick, it would be an onus. But if you didn't get sick, so then the nether really would be chal, because it came from you, it didn't come from me, so it's not Nidre's reason. Let's continue. Tashma, another proof. Yeser al-Kain, in addition to all these other cases, Amar Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, even a bigger chiddush. Ha'omel l'chaveiro, konim sh'ani nena l'cha. Anything that I benefit from you will be usher on me like a carbon. Im iata misarech etzli, if you don't come be a guest by me, v'tochali mi pas chama, v'tishtei mi kos chintin, if you eat by me hot bread, or drink from me pas or drink from me a cup of a hot liquid, v'halo hikvid kinegdo, And then you got very upset. You didn't want to come. Af'il nidri zeruzin. So the nether is not chal, because it's only considered to be zeruzin. V'lo hodolo chachamim. But the chacham didn't agree to this. Says Gemara, my lo hodolo chachamim. What do you mean the chacham didn't agree? Lav. Da'afilu b'kamaisa. Even in the first case, the chacham don't agree. U'shmamina pligi rabban alei shmamina. So the Gemara says, you're right. This is a clear proof that the chacham disagree. And they say that that this is not Nidre's reason. So all the other cases also not Nidre's reason. So my Havela, what's the Psak? Toshma, come near Ruf, Damar Avuna. Halacha, Krabbeloz ben Yaakov. Halacha, Krabbeloz ben Yaakov. V'chinam, Rav Adar Barava. Halacha, Krabbeloz ben Yaakov. Rav Adar Barava also, Halacha, Krabbeloz ben Yaakov. Okay, next Mishnah. Says the Mishnah. Now, the second case of the Perek, first one was Nidre's reason. The second one is Nidre Havai, exaggerations. What's that? Says the Mishnah. Nidre Havai, Omar, Konem, Imlo Reisi, Badar Chazeh, Ka'olei, Mitzrayim. I swear that this loaf of bread will be also on me if I did not see 600,000 people today, like the people going out of Egypt. Imlo Reisi, Nachash, Kekoros, Beis Abad. Or if I swear that this loaf of bread should be also on me if I didn't see a snake whose thickness was the size of a beam used to press the wine. So what's the size of that beam? So that's an exaggeration, and we say the nether's not chal at all. Although the Rishonim point out that maybe these two nedarim are chal for two different reasons, so the first one we assume it was totally an exaggeration. You just meant you saw a lot of people, so maybe you saw a lot of people, and that's good enough. So that's why the nether's not chal, and the other one. The Koresh Beis Habad is not because you're exaggerating, but because had you wanted to asa something on you, you would have asked it something with something much more normal. There's no such thing as this. It's not an exaggeration. It's just that there's no such thing. That's what other Rishonim say. Others say, no, they're both exaggerations. Anyway, says the Gemara, Tana, Nidre Havai Mutarin, Shavuos Havai Asurin. A neder that's an exaggeration is Mutar. But a shvu is also because it says lo yinake. The Meiri writes that we're much more strict by shvu. So even a shvu is an exaggeration. It's also going to be us, even though it's not really chal. But we're going to be machmir to treat it as if it's chal. Midrabanan says Gemara hechi dami. What's a case of shvu? Hechi dami shvu savai. Ilei midamar shvu im lo raisi baderech hazeh. I swear that I did not see. I swear that I saw 600,000 people. Midam kamar. So you didn't answer anything on yourself. So. Why in the world is that a shvua? What kind of shvua savai? There's no condition. Amravai, dama shvua. No, it means shvua shara'isi kolam mitzrayim. Yes, Abai says, yeah. No, this is what it means. That a guy swears that he saw 600,000 people today, and it's a shvua shav. The question is it a shvua shav or not? So we say, even though a neder would not be chal, because it's an exaggeration, but shvua, it's going to be chal. If he didn't actually see 600,000 people, even if he saw a lot of people, and he's exaggerating, nevertheless, the shvuah is chal. Amali Rava, so Rava says, Dabai, Im Kain, really, that kind of shvuah, so lamali lamemra, that's obvious, first of all, that if a guy swears falsely, it's a shvuah. V'od, dumi de nether k'tani, it's not comparable to the case of nether. Ella Rava disagrees. Ella Amar Rava, ba'omer ye'asu peres olam alai b'shvuah im lo risi b'derech hazek olim etzayim. No, what it means is you say, I'm going to aser all the fruit in the world on me with a shvuah if I did not see 600,000 people. So, Amalei Ravina L'Rav Ashi, V'doma Hagar Kina D'Shum Shemani Chazav Asik Lo Nshma Oli Mitzrayim. Maybe he saw 600,000 ants and he called them Oli Mitzrayim. V'Shaper Mishtaba, and really the Shvua is Chal. So the Gemara says, Amalei Ravina L'Rav Ashi, so the Gemara answers, Amalei Ki Mishtaba Dai Tididon Mishtaba. When a person makes a Shvua, he does it based on what normal people considered to be a normal language. People don't necessarily assume when you say 600,000, you mean 600,000 ants. You mean 600,000 people, and therefore we discount the possibility that you meant 600,000 ants, and maybe you actually really saw it. We assume you meant people, and therefore it's an exaggeration. So by Nedarim, it's not chal, but by Shavuot, it is chal. Everyone should have a wonderful day.